The Ghana AIDS Commission has welcomed the move by the Food and Drugs Authority to arrest a company involved in importing 113 million fake condoms into the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana on what the commission makes of the situation, the policy director of the commission, Dr. Joseph Amuzu, however, expressed fear that condom use among sexually active persons may come with some reservation. Dr. Amuzu said the commission has over the years embarked on massive national campaign for people to use condoms, but it is likely that it may backfire with the seizure of fake condoms. He spoke to Rita Ampabi Ntete.
It will be helpful for the national response if these people have been arrested. We actually had some reports like that a couple of weeks ago, and we are compiling the report, but we think that it's quite a serious thing because so if there are fake condoms in the system.
Your commission, as part of its public education, encourage, those who engage in sexual activities to always use condom. Will this not, in a way, prevent people from using condoms? Because if the condoms are imported and they are fake, it's a serious issue.
It's true. Backfire on our national response, because we have preached about condom, people are having faith in it and are using it, and you can see that our prevalence is also coming down. So if there are Ghanaians fake condoms to the system, then they are jeopardizing the national HIV response.
Doctor, 113 million fake condoms have been imported. Normally when condoms are imported, do you have a stake in it? In a way of, inspection and all that?
Our condoms are procured through the Ministry of Health with the support of the U.S. government. But you see, we have liberalized our economies, but people are bringing in stuff from different sources, and they use many different routes. And sometimes they use the customs people, and they don't submit their products to inspection by the Food and Drugs Board and the Standard Board. So in a country where we have a liberalized system of trade, those things are bound to happen.
We understand that sometimes the condoms that are imported do not match with what is required here. That is to say that this one, for instance, I understand is coming from China and it's very short compared to what is normally used in Ghana here, which is in a way longer than that of China. But can't you make specifications?
We have specifications for our condoms. So we have to be vigilant in the country to get those people who are bringing in unauthorized condoms through unauthorized means. I will tell you, for example, I have received junk emails, and even on LinkedIn, people in China have proposed to me that they have condoms that they want to bring into the country if I was interested. Obviously, I know about a very good source of condoms. But you know, there are greedy people in this country who still want to make money. And they go to these countries and buy those cheap condoms, non-standardized condoms. And they find a way to bring it into the country.
In this regard, do you have any collaboration with the FDA to curb such fake importation?
In terms of collaboration, we rely on the Food and Drug Board and the Standard Board.
But doctor, do we have enough condoms in the system?
Yeah, for condoms, we have enough.
That was Dr. Joseph Amuzu, the policy director of the Ghana AIDS Commission, talking to Rita Ampabi Ntete.
The Regulatory and Control Unit of the Food and Drugs Authority is investigating another case of substandard products imported into the country. This time, it was fake condoms which were smuggled into the market. A member of the regulatory team, Isaka Collinson Kofi, described the situation as serious and called on importers to formally lay down procedures when bringing things into the country.
Before condoms are imported into the country, what the Food and Drugs Authority have been doing is any consignment that comes into the country, we first of all issue detention on it, and then our Department for Medical Device have to go and pick samples and then analyze them to ensure it conforms to the standard before it is allowed to be sold to the Ghanaian market. But in the case of this particular condom that we call Besafe condoms, when the consignment gets into the country, the FDA office at the port issue detention on the product, awaiting the medical device lab to go in and pick samples to analyze. The importers did not exercise patience, and then they issued about millions of them out for usage. Luckily enough, we have two or three people complaining to our end that there are some condoms on the market that are not functioning properly. So we call at the point where we've detained the products. To our surprise, we realize that samples of it have been issued out.
If you are telling me you would receive complaints that some of the condoms were not functioning properly, does that mean they were getting best when they were fixing it or what?
Exactly. If you look at condoms, before we release, that condom have to actually satisfy the besting test. We have some test analysis that we've been doing with regards to the testing. And then we also receive complaints that they are not well lubricated. Others were complaining the sizes are very short. They are pores in the condoms. So we went in and then analyzed the various batches that we've detained, and it confirms the complaints that we are receiving. So as we speak now, we've seized, I think, about 113,370,000 pieces of those condoms. That very soon will be destroyed.
What are you doing to these importers? Because they are risking the lives of the Ghanaians.
My brother, it's a serious crime, because if you look at it, you can imagine the 20-something million that have been issued out without the prior approval of the Food and Drugs Authority. What happens if these corporates using are suffering from HIV, AIDS, and people have used it with them? So we will be arranging the corporates to face the laws of Ghana.
Mr. Collison Kofi said the Ghana Health Service and the Ministry of Health need to collaborate effectively with the Food and Drugs Authority to check fake drug imports into the country.
Normally, it is Ghana Health Service that brings in consignment of this nature. And as we keep on hammering, we always want to appeal to the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service. They have to stop the post-procurement registration that they've been doing. We are insisting they should ensure anybody who wants to supply them consignment, they should insist that they might have registered the products with the Food and Drugs Authority before they allow them to bring it in. We are to analyze the product before it goes to the market. So they have to ensure that we perform our legitimate duty to save Ghanaians.
The importers, are they Ghanaians or they are foreigners?
We are investigating the issue. So very soon, we will find out whether the importers are Ghanaians or they are foreigners.
Issachar Collison Kofi is a member of the Regulatory and Control Team of the Food and Drugs Authority.